Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. This is the half hour. These segments here that I'm gonna take this week to talk to you. Just the two of us to share some ideas with you. And this segment, I want to talk about what happened last week in England, in Great Britain. And of course, you know who that is, right? That Great Britain is England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Ireland itself, the big chunk of Ireland, except for Northern Ireland, that's a separate country, and they have their own relationship. They have their own membership in the European Union. The others, the ones I mentioned first, that's all part of Great Britain, and they currently have a separate relationship with England. With the European Union, and I'll remind you this in case you're a little confused about it. Remember that the Great Britain relationship with the EU is only in the governance and the trade, and I might not be saying that exactly correctly, but that's basically it. Not the monetary. Great Britain kept its currency, the pound. Ireland, on the other hand, uses the euro. So that's how those differ. The British Isles differ in those ways. So last week, 52% of people in Great Britain voted to leave the European Union, to exit. That's the reason they call it Brexit, to exit the European Union. Now remember, what was it, 2-3 years ago, I was reporting to you with experts on the Greek issue. Greece is basically insolvent, but Greece is basically a bankrupt nation. And they couldn't pay their bills, and they had all kinds of problems. And they were going to leave the European Union so that they could return to their currency, inflate their currency, and inflate their way out of debt. That would be one of the ways they could do it. And they would be out from under the thumb of the European Union's governance requirements that members of the EU have. And so they were thinking about leaving the EU, and all the members got together and propped up Greece over a period of, what, a year or so, for one reason: to keep them from leaving the EU. They didn't care about Greece. It was an expensive deal. They spent a lot of money. They threw good money after bad in the Greece save, so that Greece would not leave, for one reason, and that's so that Greece leaving the EU wouldn't create a pathway, a model, a precedent for countries, for how a country could leave the EU. Well, they set this whole thing up, folks, and if you remember, I was reporting on this back in the 90s, back in the early part of the last decade. I was reporting on when the EU came was finally done, when the euro came on board in 2002. And so when they put this thing together, they didn't put together a dissolving method. There's no exit mechanism. And so Greece didn't have one. If Greece had left, they would have created one that would have allowed Portugal, Spain, Italy, etc. to leave as well. They didn't want that. They wanted to hold the things together. So now they've lost, according to this vote, the EU has lost the second largest, if not the largest, economy. Germany and Great Britain are the two largest economies in the EU. They've lost one of the big economies, and there's now going to be an exit strategy, a precedent for this. So the question is, what's going to happen next? This is going to, I talked quite a bit about this in the last week or so with different experts about this, and I kept asking, what are the implications? This is going to have far-reaching implications, Now, I'm not saying they're all going to be bad, and I'm not saying that we're not going, that they're not, it's not going to be, you're not going to notice it a lot out here on Main Street. But some of you will. It will affect you in some ways. I'm not going to say good or bad. Some of you will, especially to the degree that you're a business-to-business sector, in a business-to-business sector, and you have customers who are owned by European companies. Or if you serve other small businesses that serve those companies, it could affect you in some degree. Overall, though, and on a broad scale, it's mostly just interesting to us, especially over here in America. It's interesting to us here on Main Street. Not going to be a major disruption, but individual communities may be impacted. We'll talk about something completely different after these messages. I wrote a letter to the president, President Obama. I'm going to share that letter with you after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.